Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app on your favorite app store, your Google Play Store, whatever your system you have or you deal with. Get that app, the Odyssey app. It's great. You have the rewind feature. You can check out chapters. And you have access to over 200 stations nationwide. Plus this show anytime you want, especially if you're traveling out of the area. You just click on the Rob O'Donnell Show. You can listen. It'll pause it if you stop your car on your CarPlay and go into a store to get some gas or get something to eat or go to the bathroom. You get back in, it'll pick up right where you left off. So check it out there. You could also get our podcasts on that platform as well as your favorite place to get your podcast. You can get Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. It is almost 4:11 here, 46 degrees. On this Wednesday, April 9th, 2025, President Trump is signing a few executive orders right now in the White House. Really not privy to what exactly they are for, but I should be getting an email from the White House press team telling me exactly what he signed, and we'll bring that to you. But to key off the first thing the show started is the stock market. Listen, there was the recovery today. It's not a full recovery, but it's on its way there. Great gains today for the Dow, the NASDAQ Standard Poor. Everything is up. The Dow ended up closing at 2,963 up. NASDAQ is up 1,857. And the S&P is up 474.13 percentage points. And puts us in the positive for the year in all those categories. So if you're queasy, now may be your time to reallocate your funds. I don't recommend it. Of course, this is not financial advice. Talk to your financial advisor for that. But I'm in it for the long haul. Listen, I'm a couple years out from that retirement gig, but there's still money to be made in the stock market, and there always has been. So as long as you're willing to play the long game, it's there for you. Now, what caused this? What was a factor in today's big gain? Now, we did see gains yesterday. And then they pulled back, and most of the gains from yesterday were lost, but not as bad as it has been. But today was a full skyrocket up, and at about 2 o'clock today, the markets really took a jump up. It's because the Trump administration has now instituted a 90-day pause for those nations, I believe there's over 70, that have reached out and are willing to renegotiate. Now, in that, he also dropped, starting today, 125% tariffs on China because they retaliated against us. I believe China, as per the graph that I saw, China, Mexico, and the EU were the only entities that had entered retaliatory. I believe the EU has pulled back on that. Now, during the press conference with the Secretary of the Treasury today, he said Canada was in negotiations, so we'll monitor that as well. But China definitely has not. They came back at it. Now, the Trump administration says that China is going to be willing to negotiate. They're going to have to be. They are not in the position for this fight, and they know it. Again, it's more of a saving face thing for China. But we have now put 125% tariff on Chinese imports. So there will be something there due to a lack of respect from Beijing. That's coming from the Trump administration. That's a basic quote. That is an actual quote of Trump, lack of respect from Beijing. So they did make it a point to stay during a press conference today, earlier today, with the Secretary of Treasury and the press secretary, that all the nations around China are at the table for negotiations. China is left out on an island right now, even though they're not an island, but a tariff island. So we'll see what happens there. But like we've said from the start here, like this administration has told you, we need to see this through. There needs to be a reckoning when it comes to tariffs. And, you know, Trump told reporters moments later, he pressed pause because I thought people were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippy. You know, they were getting a little bit yippy, a little bit afraid, unlike these champions. But we're looking at some of the tariffs now, and it's going to be interesting, but it's exactly what they told us would happen. See it through, and things will improve and get better. And matter of fact, he made a statement saying that, you know, the markets are doing a real big bang-up job today, and they did. I just gave you the numbers. They are truly up. So we'll see what happens there. Tragic story, and unfortunately, I was, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but I was given some inside video of this tragic collapse in the Dominican Republic, this nightclub collapse. And I've been in contact with some people in our community here that have family in the Dominican Republic. I believe two major baseball stars and a bunch of baseball stars from the Dominican Republic League are either missing or have been marked deceased. I believe one is a former Yankee that was there, and a huge merengue singer, Ruby Perez, has been declared deceased there. There are 200 deaths with this now. And an unbelievable tragedy. Now, one of the things that was sent to me is, and I did not even know, is that there was a newly retired NYPD detective down there that was in the club, was seen on surveillance in the club, and was missing as of this morning. And I don't know if there was a recovery yet, but the NYPD has a liaison that is assigned to the Dominican Republic. Now, the NYPD has liaisons around the world. I know we have some in Europe, we have some in the EU, we have some in Saudi Arabia. I did not know we had one in the Dominican Republic, but it would make sense with everything going on between Haiti and the Dominican Republic when it comes to the United States. So it does make sense that we do have a liaison there. But they were dispatched because of this individual from the NYPD that was in the establishment. There is no good news coming from this. And again, you're talking 200 deceased, hundreds more injured. The roof allegedly collapsed. They are going to be looking into the any violations or structure here. There was video shared between law enforcement circles of the inside of the club during the rescue. And it was pretty hard, to be honest with you. I mean, there were people crushed, pinned, alive, barely alive, people being pulled out with serious physical injuries. So this is not a good thing here. But you could just see the mayor of the area was also in that building and it was pronounced dead. There was calls to the president of the Dominican Republic from the club saying that they were trapped to the mayor's wife. It's just an incredible tragedy from one of our island nations, someplace that there were American citizens there in that. I'm sorry, not 200 dead. It's 98 dead, 200 injured at this point. So 98 is dead. I know last night it was 60. It's up to 98 now. But the merengue singer Ruby Perez, who had been performing at the doomed Dominican nightclub when its roof collapsed, was among the 98 people declared dead. And again, the mayor from the area and many others, including two former Major League Baseball stars that were there. We've seen these type of incidents around the world, from New York City with the nightclubs. We've seen it in other parts of the world where this happens. You know, building standards are what they are in a place like the Dominican Republic, and I'm sure with the attention that this will get, that'll be something that's looked into. Just, somebody will ask, well, why are you talking about this tragedy in the Dominican Republic? What does that have to do with Northeast Pennsylvania? Well, listen, this is a national tragedy. This is a world tragedy, a tragedy that does affect us. We have a large Dominican community here in Northeast Pennsylvania. I would not be surprised. As a matter of fact, I know that people knew people who were in that building. As a matter of fact, I know people who were in that building. It's been brought to our attention now with a former NYPD detective that just retired and was down there on vacation post-retirement to see this club and go to this club. This club was a well-known club throughout the entire country of the Dominican Republic, which is why you had a top merengue artist with top, you know, Major League Baseball former players there, current Dominican League players, which is a feeder for the Major League Baseball League there as well. It's just a tragedy, a world tragedy that we bring attention to, that we notice and that we talk about, because something like this could very well happen anywhere in the world. It could happen here in downtown Scranton. It could happen in Wilkes-Barre. You know, we don't know. We just saw this St. Patrick's Day where that balcony collapsed with a bunch of college students. And thankfully, there wasn't any major widespread deaths or injuries. Well, I'm sure there were injuries, but no deaths. But it just goes to show that these things do happen and we need to draw attention. And that's why we need to pay attention to our building codes. How many people are in the establishment, if there's a limit on those people and such like that. So it was worth noting and bringing up, and our prayers go out to that community and anyone who knew anybody there. This is going to be an ongoing situation. Again, all the bodies have not been recovered yet, and we're talking 24 hours later. There are still numerous people that are marked missing. Hopefully they can find more alive here. It's not uncommon, but it appears there are hundreds of first responders there. And I did see that there may be some task force teams, search and rescue teams from America in the process. They might even be wheels up now in the process of heading down there to assist with that, simply because of the experience that our U.S. teams, the task force teams that are around the country, the FEMA task force teams, which are usually members of the emergency service, EMS, fire department, engineers, and police that head down and are specialized in this type of rescue. It's 421 here at WILK.